Lord Chaitanya happily walked in the town, accompanied by Lord Nityananda. Together, they appeared as if they were two moons. Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda, "Let us go and visit Advaitacharya's home in Shantipur." Happy and playful, the two lords walked on the path to Advaitacharya's home. Halfway on the path to Shantipur, near the Ganga, they came to a village called Lalitapur. And in this village lived a household of tantric sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Nityananda, "Who lives in this house?" And Lord Nityananda replied, "This is the home of a sannyasi." And Lord Chaitanya said, "If we are fortunate, we may see him." Smiling and laughing, the two lords went into the sannyasi's house. Lord Chaitanya offered obeisances to the sannyasi, and gazing at the charming forms, the blossoming faces, and the graceful limbs of the two moons, Chaitanya Nittai, the sannyasi happily blessed them again and again. He said, "May you have wealth, may you have fame, may you have good marriage, and may you have good learning." To these words, Lord Chaitanya replied, "A true sannyasi does not give blessings like that. A true sannyasi will say, 'May you attain Lord Krishna's mercy.'" Devotion to Lord Krishna is the true blessing of life. It is eternal. It can never be lost. That blessing a true sannyasi will give. The blessings that you offered were incorrect. The sannyasi laughed and he replied, "Oh, today I have experienced that which I had only previously heard of. In this age, a person who speaks sweet words will find himself beaten with sticks. This Brahmin's son acts like this. I cheerfully blessed him that he'll become wealthy. What fault have I committed? Oh, Brahmin boy, why do you criticize my blessing? You may be a devotee of Lord Vishnu, but how do you maintain your body without money? Tell me that." Hearing the sannyasi's words, Lord Chaitanya laughed, and lifting his graceful hand, he placed it to his forehead. By these actions, Lord Chaitanya taught everyone to desire nothing but devotional service. Lord Chaitanya began to reply, "Please listen. Listen, O Sannyasi Goswami. It is because of one's past karma that a living being eats food and he encounters various situations. If the purpose of life is to enjoy wealth and family, then please tell me why one's wealth and family are always taken away at the time of death. Why do diseases torture our bodies? No one desires disease. Please listen. This is only our karma. The people desire material wealth, and the Vedas teach them in such a way that they will become purified and they will attain devotional service to Krishna. This secret purpose of the Vedas, the fools do not know.